The third aura is something that we've really talked a lot about, and that is, the Marsha says, that even though the Gemara says that the Baskel says, Shuvu banu shavavim chutz me'acher, but it's poshit that if Elisha bar Avua would have wanted to do tshuva, if Acher would have wanted to do tshuva, he could have done tshuva. You know that? Because Rav Meir's handling with Acher throughout the whole Gemara. And they keep on repeating the same conversation. He said, I told you already that shamati me'acher yaparku tshuvu banu shavavim chutz me'acher. And what does Rav Meir say? I'm not a spoke. Pokve grabs him, he brings him to the base. What did he think he was going to hear? And at the end, he heard Ulelisha Amalikim Malachol Zaprachuki. But at the same time, you see there's a whole exchange over here. And you see that Rameir is not backing down. And L'chair, why is he not backing down? He heard the Basco, right? We suggested maybe Rameir formulated his opinion of Ben Kachu Ben Kakurim Banim from the Basco. He believed the Basco. So why then does he keep on persisting? What's the pshat? Ach is right. Ach says he's not going into Ilum Haba anyways. It's over. He's been singled out, literally, from the entire world as the one person that can't do tshuva. So Rameir says, I'm going to enjoy myself on this world. And Rameir keeps on telling him, no, do tshuva. Says, Dr. Marsha, it's clear in the Gemara that the Gemara held, that Rameir held, that even though the Baskel said, shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher, but at the same time, if Acher really wanted to do tshuva, Acher could have done tshuva. And the truth is, this is an idea that's mefursim in the Svarim HaKadoshim. The Chidah brings it in Pesach Einayim, right here in this Gemara. The Chassam Sofer brings it in a bunch of different places. Rav Tzadok HaKohen talks about this in his Sefer, Takonas HaShovim, and it's really based on a Reishis Chachma, where the Reishis Chachma said that Chazal say, Kol ma sheyoyim alocha bala bayis asay, chutz mitzeh. That anything the Baal Bayis tells you to do, you do. Chutz mitzeh. Unless he tells you to leave the house, then you don't have to listen. But anything he tells you to do, he tells you to bench, you bench. He tells you to wash, you wash. Pass this, you pass it. Kol ma sheyoyim alocha bala bayis asay, chutz mitzeh. So the Reishis Chochma said that in Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Baal Bayis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And kol ma sheyoyim alocha bala bayis asay, anything the Eibishter tells you to do, you do. The Eibishter gives you mitzvahs, Esa, 248, you do them. And Shasa Lavin, and the Rabbonons, and Minhagim, and Bal Nefesh Yachmers, Kol ma sheyoyim alocha bala bayis asay, and the Nevi'im, if they were zoicha to be tapped in somehow, whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram what to do, Kol ma sheyoyim alocha bala bayis asay. But there's one exception to the rule. There's one time where if the bala bayis tells you to do something, don't listen. And that is to say, if the Baal HaBayis, if the Eibishter comes and he tells you, I'm not interested in you anymore. I know you want to come back. I know you want Kirvus Elikim. I know you want to learn and you want to do tshuva. But it's not Negeya. Say, Geya Rois. That's the one time you don't listen to the Baal HaBayis. And that's Kol Ma Sheyoyim Alucha Baal HaBayis Asay Chutz Mitzay. Dr. Eishas Chachma, Elisha Bar Avua heard a Baskel. The Baskel said, Shuvu Banim Shoyvavim Chutz Me'acher. The Baskel told Elisha Bar Avua, Tzay. Say, you're out. Done. Because of what you just did, it's not Negeya. It's all over. He wasn't supposed to listen. He listened. He made a mistake. He really, really wasn't supposed to listen. Because he was supposed to have known this secret. This secret of Kol ma sheyoyim alocha bala bayis asay chutz mitzay. Rav Tzadok, when he brings it in Takanos HaShavim, he brings it with regards to the Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara says, G'day l'tshuva, shedoicha lois asay shebetayra. And everyone asks the Kasha, G'day l'tshuva, shedoicha lois asay shebetayra. Every asay is doicha lois asay shebetayra. So the Rav Tzadok says in the Pnimiyas HaInyan that you find there many times where Chazal say, you can't do tshuva, and you can't do tshuva. G'day l'tshuva, shedoicha lois asay shebetayra. Tshuva is so gewaltig that even when Chazal say, you can't do tshuva, if you do tshuva, it works. And that's, it's doich all the loisa says, all the negative things that you find related to tshuva, where you can't do it, you can't do it. Ey, must speak and be other lasses tshuva. Tshuva's not for you, tshuva's for him. He had to do tshuva when you were younger. It's too late. No, there's no such thing. G'doyle tshuva, shedoich loisa say shabbatayra. These are all from the tachpulos of the Yetzirah. And that's the secret of kol ma sheyoyim alocha bala bayis asay chutz mitzay. You know, it's interesting. If you look in the Reishis Chochma inside, and this is in Shara Kedusha, it's Perek Yud Zayin, which is a very scary Perek, and he's talking about things where it's very difficult to do tshuva, and at the end, in that Perek, he says as follows. He says, Umashe Pirshu Bezoya, She'inu Tala B'tshuva, these are various that the Zoya says a person can't do tshuva for. What it really means is, She'atshuvasoy Kasha. It just means it's difficult to do tshuva. And part of the difficulty of doing tshuva is overcoming the psychological battle to believe that you really could do tshuva. That's all part of it. Meaning, what it means is, it's difficult to do tshuva. Chazal will sometimes say you can't do tshuva. And you know why they're doing it? It's all part of this obstacle. It's all part of the nesayon. Because it's supposed to be difficult. So how do you make it difficult? Okay, you put obstacles in along the way. Yeah, that's one thing. Beseder. If you're strong, you can power through. You can navigate the maze. But you know what really makes it difficult? Is when the Gemara starts telling you can't do tshuva. Or when the Paschal starts telling you can't do tshuva. Now what? You know what that is? That's just the difficulty. That's just the chaymer of the Nesayah. It's all part of it. Because the whole concept is difficult. So the way to make it difficult is by actually misleading people. And that's the koshia tshuva. Shemarin loy, she'enoi talib tshuva. But the emes is, says the reishis chachma, that ve'en l'chadava she'oimid lifnei tshuva. There's nothing in the world that gets in the way of tshuva. Va'afim shamato. Even if you would hear a baskel that would say, shuvu banim she'ivavim chutz miploini. If a person in his own life, says the reishis chachma, would hear a baskel that says, do tshuva except for you. The reishis chachma says it's possible to hear such a baskel. So the person can actually live through life hearing a baskel that says everyone in the world could do tshuva, but obviously not me because I'm just special and I'm different and I've been chosen and singled out and I can't do tshuva. It's meglich to hear as a baskel. There is such a mitzias. Ki inyan Elisha, just like you find by Elisha. Elisha had such a baskel. He heard it. And if he heard it, anyone could hear it. It's possible for a person to hear such a baskel. Says the Reishis Chochma al Tochosh. Don't listen to it. Sharei Elisha, because think of Elisha. Soif, soif, niskabel. At the end of the day, even Elisha, who never did tshuva, he was niskabel. Like the Gemara says, Rameyer first davened that smoke should come out of his kever, and then Rabbi Yochanan davened that the smoke should stop coming out of his kever. Afilu shaloi shav. Even though he didn't do tshuva, kol shkeinim hayashav, moyo lo yoyse v'yoyse. Certainly if he would have done tshuva, it certainly would have helped. Elisha sagru dalse tshuva v'fanav. But you know what happened? You know what the basko meant? It meant that dalse tshuva were locked. That's what it meant. It meant it was locked. So what do you do if the door is locked? You come home, the door is locked. That's it, you don't walk in. Or you're trying to get into a room and the door is locked. Okay, done, I'll try again tomorrow. No, what do? You knock on the door. That's what he was supposed to have done. He was supposed to have banged ad yiftach ha-pesach until eventually they would have opened the door. Anything he tells you to do, do. If he says, go out of my house, and don't enter, like Elisha and Acher, Al Tishmaloi, Elotikones Betshuva, you should enter. That is really what the Balabayas wants. Elishamata Oyscha. It's part of the Nesayan. Part of the Nesayan is to believe that you can't do Tshuva. But the Emes is you could do Tshuva. And that's really what it's all about. So I just had one Hergish. You know, the Hergish was that the Gemara says in Mesachtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Yizayin of an Alf. The Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya was a person, he was bald, called Zayna Sheba Olam, and the Gemara says he found out there was a certain Zayna that was mamish on the other side of the world, and he was Meiser Nefesh, literally, to go meet the Zayna, to do the Aveira, and finally arrives, and the Zayna asks him, where are you from? And he says, I literally traveled through continents, and I went through oceans, all to come here. And she looked at him and she said, really? Seriously? You went through all that just to do an Aveira? And then the Zoyna gives him a Musa Shmuz. And the Gemara says when he got the Musa Shmuz from the Zoyna, he was pashut so taken aback. And he had such a Chalisha Zadas. He realized how he had ruined his life. And the Gemara said he started crying and he was crying and he was sobbing uncontrollably until finally he died. He mamish died from pain, from tsar. And the Gemara says that when he died, there was a baskel that came out. The Umrah and said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Derdaya mezumen l'chayo el mabo. That Rabbi Eliezer ben Derdaya is mezumen l'chayo el mabo. And the Gemara says, Bacha Rebbe. When Rebbe heard the baskel, he cried. The Umrah and he said, Yesh koinoi lomoi bekamishonim. There are people, in order to enter Olam Haba, they have to spend an entire lifetime. Yesh koinoi lomoi b'shah achas. And this person, b'shah achas, he spent a lifetime of taiva. But b'shah achas, he entered Olam Haba. The Umrah Rebbe. And then Rebbe concluded and he said, he said, you see the koyach of tshuva, that not only could a person be accepted because of tshuva, that a person through tshuva could even be called Rebbe. And it's Yedua that Rav Huttner said that what kind of Rebbe was Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya? The Baskel said, Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. And Rebbe was medayik the Baskel. So he said, what kind of Rebbe was he? And Rav Huttner said, it's given the Rebbe from tshuva. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya taught the world that it doesn't matter what a person does and how he lives his life, but at the end, toshev enoch adaka, that it doesn't matter how a person lives his life, at the end of the day, he could do tshuva. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya goes down as the Rebbe from tshuva. My heritage was, Elisha Baravu and never did tshuva. that's an important part of his legacy. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, he goes down as the one that made the mistake. He took the Basco literally. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But he took the Basco literally. And as a result, he never did tshuva. And says the Reishas Chachma, that Madach Acher, who never did tshuva, was niskabel to Kavachoyim if you would do tshuva. But he never did tshuva. But Hagami never did tshuva. I think Acher goes down as the Rebbe from tshuva. He goes down as one of the great Rabbeim of tshuva. Because even though he himself never listened to the Basco, and he took it a little bit too literally, Abba Lamaisa, Acher is the one who gave us this chazal of Shuvu Banim Shayvavim Chutz Me'Acher. Acher is the one who taught Rameyer that Benkachu Benkach Kriyim Banim, because he heard it in the Basco, that even Acher, even the Shayvavim, they're all called Banim. Acher is the one, through his Aveira, and through the Basco that emerged because of his Aveira, gave us this Reishis Chochma and Shara Kedusha Perek Yizayin, that Kol Mashi Yoyim Elucha Ba'al Abayis HaSei Chutz Mitzei, the greatest chizik of tshuva imaginable, Reb Tzadik's Gadol Tshuva Shedoicha Lois HaSei Shebetei, it all came from who? It came from Acher. Acher never did tshuva, oh, but Acher is the Rebbe from tshuva. Maybe that's the schus he had, that ultimately he was accepted. Because at the end of the day, there's so many Bali tshuva, people that have gotten chizik, simply from who? From Acher. If you want to tell the story of tshuva, it wouldn't be a bad place to start by telling the story of Elisha Bar Avuha. And Elisha Bar Avuha never did tshuva. See, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya did tshuva, and he became the Rebbe from tshuva. Acher, I think, is even a bigger chiddush. He never did tshuva, and Afal Pikein, he goes down, maybe, as the Rebbe from tshuva.